beyond the green and into the grace. Sharing my life with you, yours truly, Hyphenated Grace. I have a short haircut. It's a pixie cut. And it's an extremely comfortable hairstyle for me. I've kept the style for the past 8 years. The same hairstyle, sometimes colored, sometimes not. Sometimes slightly longer, sometimes very short. But always the same style. When I shared my podcast with friends, both online and offline, I asked for suggestions, topics they would like me to talk about. I got the request to talk about my hairstyle, the story of my pixie cut. So, here it goes. 8 years back, my father fell sick, and he had to be hospitalized. I was out of town, and I returned frantically, my mind going blank as I thought about him. By the time I reached my town, I realized that he was in the critical care unit and he was unconscious. His illness was related to his age and there was hardly anything to be done. The doctors were hopeful, or so they said, and suggested that he remain in the hospital as he got back on his feet. Recovery was slow. He could not open his eyes, and when I coaxed him to do so, he did, with great difficulty. I kept prodding him to speak, to sit up, to hold my hands. He tried hard, and the doctors were quite insensitive. I realized that for hospitals, old people are the ideal customers. They can be kept in the hospital for long without really expecting any progress in their condition, and exploiting the guilt of relatives and keeping the patients in the hospital in misery since they are away from the comforts of their homes. My father was miserable. He longed to go home. But the doctor refused to let him go because he was not getting any better. He wasn't getting worse either. He was trying to get better, but his body seems to have no interest in getting better. He kept at it because he knew that I was suffering too, that I wanted him to come home healthy, and he used all his willpower to get up and walk. A painful memory I have imprinted in my head is that of him walking in the corridor, his legs wobbly, his body aged and fragile, while his doctor watched him. In fact, the doctor had told him that he can go home once he starts walking without any help, and this was his feeble attempt to convince the doctor. My heart was breaking into pieces as I saw my dad, once a strong, agile man, now in his frail body and a heart full of love, trying hard to please this man who stood there unmoved. I felt totally helpless and torn inside, not able to decide if I should just get him out of the place or wait for complete recovery, which seemed impossible. The desperation was growing on me, making me restless and deeply sad from within. I drove around the town, unable to decide or even comprehend the situation. Somehow I reached this salon and I walked in. I'm not sure why I decided to cut my long hair. I had a thick mane, quite curly and long. The people at the salon were hesitant, but I kept saying shorter, shorter, shorter. Finally, I came out with a pixie cut, and it has stayed with me since then. My father saw my short hair and he opened his eyes wide and smiled. I don't think he appreciated my short haircut. But as he has always been, he said, looking good. In another couple of days, I put my foot down and confronted the doctor and he relented. My father was home. But he made me promise never again. Never again to a hospital. I deserve to die with dignity. I kept the promise when he fell ill again after a few months. Love is sometimes gestures that spring out of despair and sometimes out of a sense of helplessness, sometimes defiance when destiny decides to challenge you to surrender yourself and you refuse to do so. Have you done such impulsive things when faced with challenging situations? What else can you do when you feel so helpless and puny? How do you survive those moments?